Ramsey TV.
Martin Zender here once again. By some miracle, I just keep on popping them out. Just like some of those Mormons do. I suppose Catholics sometimes do that too. Rabbits for sure. Anyway, always happy to have the smartest audience on YouTube listening in and making great comments. As always, the title of this show is Important Snatching Away Alert. This is not clickbait. This is real because for some reason, I know the reason. People come to doubt the snatching away. It is because I know why. It's because time wears you down. Number one, time wears you down. You may be using the mistaken logic that, well, because so many people have been wrong about when the snatching away has happened, it was going to happen, therefore it won't happen. That is completely illogical, I hope you know. And because it hasn't happened yet, that kind of thing. Because it hasn't happened yet, I guess it won't happen. That makes no sense. It's completely illogical. But I know some of that's going around. And it seems another reason is, it seems just too fantastic. It seems too great. We're not used to greatness. We're not used to radical changes because life is a slog. Life is a drag. And this is anything but that. So people can get into that mode where, you know, we're so used to mortality. We're so used to things going wrong. We're so used to getting up and having to get through another 24 hours that anything other than that just seems like fantasy, even though Paul has written the plainest words he ever wrote. I've known this guy, this Paul guy, I've known him for 48 years. I've read him for 48 years, and never has he written more clearly than in 1 Thessalonians 4. Yeah, here we go again, that's right. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17. But before that, you're probably wanting to know what I think about the Iran situation. This is kind of a related topic because this is the East versus the West, as Daniel prophesied in Daniel chapter 7. Been through all of that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, when I say the Western beast going after the Eastern beast, just go to YouTube, type in my name, and the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7. You'll see probably a dozen videos on this important topic. And this scripture is being fulfilled in our day, in our time, on the news every night. It is the United States. It is Christianity versus Islam. It's a religious war, no matter how they try to slice it. And I can't believe, and I refuse to believe, that the president of the United States, Donald Trump, I can't believe that he actually thinks that Iran, potentially in the near future, signing an agreement has any meaning whatsoever. They're supposed to have been a peace treaty negotiated, like they say, well, it's 95% complete. Well, that last 5% is everything, and it's going to end up being nothing. My prediction right here on MGTV 2002 is that it's going down, baby, because I don't think that this organization out there in Iran, I don't want to use the name too much because I don't want to be flagged or anything, but the religion and the religionists and the extreme religionists who are running that country. You think they're going to agree to anything? They're not. And so what I predict is further iron teeth and copper claws. Where am I getting that phrase? Martin, are you making that up? No, it's from Daniel chapter 7. Christianity is backed by the greatest weapons ever to be ever to be fashioned, ever to be waved around in the history of the human race. Now, I do believe in peace through strength, absolutely, because we live in an evil world. I mean, if it weren't for the U.S. entering World War II, and we'd all be speaking German. I mean, there are just some bad actors in the world. You have to stop them. It's too bad. I don't like it. It's a bad situation, but it's just the way it is. And so these are bad actors. And it's true that you can't let them build a nuclear bomb. That would be insane if you let it go. Or you told them, no, no, don't do that. But this isn't like the weapons of mass destruction back in the days of Iraq. Because they've actually boasted about it. And they have the material. So I believe they do. You may believe differently. You may believe I'm naive and stupid. Whatever, that's fine. You can believe that if you want. But it's my show. And I'm going to say what I believe. And I believe, yeah, I believe that there's going to be more destruction, because I think these are some of the stupidest people besides Christians. These are some of the stupidest people on the face of the earth, because they're dealing with a guy, Donald Trump, who his patience is honestly just running thin. I can't believe he's as patient as he is. I really can't. Part of me thinks that he's going through the motions of a peace deal, knowing it's not going to go through because these people are crazy. They're insane. They're evil. And then when they're totally unaware, like George Washington crossing the Delaware on, was that Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve? What a move by George. What a move. Anyway, I think Trump's got something like that up his sleeve. I really do, because they just need to be, the only thing people like that understand is a big stick. Just like why the tribulation is coming to the earth, because the inhabitants of the earth are so dull of hearing, so spiritually dull. I know God made them that way. That's irrelevant right now. That's irrelevant for this argument. It's relevant for the truth, of course, but for the argument I'm making now, the world is deaf, dumb, and blind to the things of the spirit, and so the tribulation is going to wake them up. So these extreme people in this eastern country, did you sign a peace treaty? Oh my God, no, they're not going to do it. They're just stringing. Get this, they're trying to string along Donald Trump. You don't string along Donald Trump. It's not going to go well for them because they're idiots. So watch for more fireworks. I hate it. What are you going to do? I hate it, but I think it's necessary. Anyway, that's what I have to say about that. And we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. We are in the extreme final times of our inhabitancy upon the earth. There's still going to be that 7-year tribulation, but we're not going to be here for that. Now, why is it, I already explained it. Why is it that people doubt the snatching way? I'm hot to trot on this topic because of a text I got from a friend who said, I'm listening to a guy now who believes in the salvation of all. I'm not going to say who this guy is, what the name of the ministry is, or who the name of this person is who wrote me this text. It's irrelevant. I'm listening to a guy now who believes in the salvation of all. And that kind of limits it, doesn't it? And almost everything we do, in other words, believes almost everything we do. And this really set me off this morning while I was running. It's a good thing I don't make videos like right after I get home from a run. With the endorphins flying, I would be probably out of control. And I'm always in control, as you know. So I'm listening to a guy now who believes in the salvation of all. Amazing. Hats off to the guy. And almost everything we do, except he has come to believe that there is no snatching away. He's grappling with it. Grappling with it. I'm not blaming my friend for using these words. My friend obviously witnessed this on this individual's channel. Grappling. How the hell Do you grapple? Why would you grapple? How could you possibly grapple with, like, for instance, 2 + 2 = 4? I'm really grappling with that. If you have two apples over here and you add them to two apples over here, that it makes four apples. Are you really struggling with this? Are you crazy? He's grappling with it? With the plainest words that this apostle, who loves run-on sentences, loves being obtuse many times, esoteric, a little partly cloudy with 100% chance of misunderstanding. This guy, Paul, writes, I'm just going to read it again, so simply. He has come to believe that there is no snatching away. In spite of what I am going to read, I've read it 100 times. You can't read it too much. Starting in verse 13, Thessalonians chapter 4. Now, we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are reposing, that is, those who have died in Christ, lest you may sorrow, according as the rest also, who have no expectation. What do we have an expectation? We sane people in the body of Christ have an expectation. For if we are believing Jesus died and rose, that is, if you're in the body of Christ, thus also those who are put to repose will God, through Jesus, lead forth together with them. And verse 15 is huge. I don't emphasize this enough. This is the day. This is the important snatching away update. Consider this the important snatching away update. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord. Now, everything Paul says is by the word of the Lord. Every single word is inspired. So what do you call this when he says, this we're saying to you by the word of the Lord? Because I think sometimes Paul just trusts that he's inspired by the Spirit of God. But in this case, I believe Jesus himself appeared to him or literally spoke to the man. These are different days than we're living in today. This we are saying to you by the word of the Lord. And this is so freaky, what I'm about to read. So unusual, so out of the ordinary that Paul has to preface it with this, like what follows this. We are saying, but don't let that trip you up that it's us saying it, stupid old me. Because we're saying it by the word of the Lord. Who's the Lord? Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus, the one who apprehended Saul on the road to Damascus, who taught him his evangel directly. I believe Jesus Christ either appeared to Paul or spoke to him audibly, but probably appeared to him. I don't think this came through a prophet like that guy in Antioch that said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul. You know, it was the word of the Holy Spirit at that time. It was Acts 13. The Holy Spirit said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have prepared for them to do. This isn't the Holy Spirit saying this. This we are saying to you by the word of the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, I love this because this is how sure this is. Paul has to say this because what he's about to say is so outrageous. And I shouldn't be so hard on somebody who's grappling with it. Why? Having said that, I'm going to be hard on him. You're grappling. What's the grapple? Grappling with the fantasticness of what I'm about to read from the word, that's the word of the Lord. Coming to conclude that what Paul is going to say is not true. Let's go back to the text from my friend. I'm listening to a guy now who believes in the salvation of all and almost everything we do, except he has come to believe that there is no snatching away. To me, you might as well say that he has come to believe that 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 17 just isn't right, isn't true. That's exactly what that says to me. Why? Well, because of the grappling. I thought I found another believer. Well, I do believe this guy does know the evangel. He's just not sure. I'm about to snatch and wait. So I'm a little confused. He's come to believe. I got three conflicting messages here from my friend. He's come to believe there is no snatching away. But then he's grappling with it. And the third paragraph, he's not sure if there is a snatching away. Which is it? Either way, I don't like it. And then this really bothered me. This set me off and put me on this show right now. He has some of the usual arguments. What the hell would the usual arguments be? There are no usual arguments. There are only unusual arguments. There are only freak arguments against what I'm going to read you. There can only be weird, outrageous, selfish, goofy, stupid, and dumb arguments. And yet, my friend says he has some of the usual arguments, some that even I find compelling. Oh, God, that bothered me. I got to admit, that shook me. It didn't shake me like I'm doubting the snatch away. Shook me that someone who has believed in the snatching away for years and years and years listens to someone who doubts it, grapples with it, and then decides it's not even true. Well, that kind of makes sense. Reminds me of Clyde Pilkington's sons. Yeah, you know I can't get through a video without mentioning Clyde. When I was at their house and they were talking about the local flood of Noah, and Clyde's son says, well, that makes sense. It does. A small, localized flood makes sense. Okay. The usual arguments. Okay, I don't know what the usual arguments would be. Again, there are no such thing as usual arguments. There are only unusual arguments. Insane arguments. Denial arguments. Because here's the verse. From the word of the Lord. How can anyone mistake this for anything other than what it is saying? No figures of speech here, no tricky language. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we, the living, who are surviving to the presence of the Lord, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose. Well, no advantage over those who have already died as believers in Christ. For, verse 16, the Lord himself, you mean the same one that told you about this? The same one that told you about this event? That's the one who's going to be descending from heaven? Yeah, same one. For the Lord himself will be descending. That means to come down. I have to talk to people like this who are grappling. I have to slap them out of their grappling. I have to slap them out of their doubt. I have to slap them out of their, that's compelling. Got to do it. In love. I don't literally slap them. I slap them with words. Slap them with challenge. Like, what is hard to understand about the, it's hard to believe, I'll give you that. It's not hard to understand at all. The Lord himself will be descending, that means to come down from heaven. That's where Jesus is now, up there in the sky. You come down from heaven with a shout of command, like, ho! With the voice of the chief messenger, capital C, capital M, that's Jesus Christ himself, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall be rising first. What do you mean rising? Like from the dead, because Paul is comforting them concerning their loved ones who have been put to repose. But there's a problem. Because when the snatching away happens, it's going to happen during this freaking evil eon while we're alive. It's going to happen while we're alive. So there's a problem. On the day Jesus Christ decides to do this, there are going to be some living members of the body of Christ. That's a problem. That's an issue. That's going to be, that's a strange situation that you have people dead in Christ and people alive in Christ. At the same time, the dead are dead, the alive are alive. The dead people aren't doing anything. But the alive people are taking showers, taking a nap, they're in bed, they're running, they're watching TV, they're doing shit in this eon. So this is a weird situation. This is why the Lord Jesus Christ, wanting to help us through this weird situation, calls Paul aside and says, I have a special thing to tell you. And I want you to make, I want your people to make sure, I want to make sure that your people don't think that this came to you in a dream or that you felt like you were under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. No, I want you to say explicitly that this is from me. But why, Lord? Because what I'm about to tell you will sound so freaky to everybody, but they need to know it's a word from the Lord. The dead in Christ shall be rising first after the Lord descends from heaven. Thereupon, that's another way to say next, like after that, we the living, two groups of people, dead and the living, who are surviving, that is, remaining alive to the end of the aeon, shall at the same time be snatched away, taken together with them, the dead who have already risen from the dead, in clouds. Those are the things that contain rain. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're white and fluffy. Sometimes you're serious. Cirrus, not serious. Well, some clouds are serious. Other clouds are just goofing around. But you got cirrus clouds. You got your cumulonimbus. You got your cumulus clouds. You got your alto cirrus. You know what clouds are, right? We'll be snatched away together with the dead in clouds, literal clouds, just like our Lord went up to heaven in Acts chapter 1, and a cloud, he went up to heaven in a cloud to prevent them from seeing him any longer. See, that's what clouds do. If you go up in a high mountain, sometimes you get in the clouds, and there's clouds, there's water vapor. If you look in the Concordant Dictionary under clouds, you'll never guess what the definition is. Water vapor. Oh, I love making sense for a living. But I'm really grappling with this. It's like grappling with 2 + 2 = 4. And then you're concluding that Paul is, that none of it's true? How is that possible? We at the same time shall be snatched away together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And where is the Lord? In the air. So we're going to be snatched away, taken, just like I described to you yesterday. The wolf takes the sheep, simple word, harpazo, snatched away to meet the Lord in the air. And it doesn't say any more in this passage. It just says that. Hey, that's pretty good. I like that. Good enough for me. And thus we shall always be together with the Lord. I don't believe that. I've decided that's not true. What? Any of it. It's the clearest words Paul's ever said. What do you mean? You don't believe any of it's true. What? Have you grappled with it? How did you know? Yes, I've been grappling with this. I've been wrestling with this. Why? That's a damn good question. It's got to be some ulterior motive. You're afraid of it. You don't want to see the Lord anytime soon. You're afraid of heights. You're afraid of clouds. You're afraid of the dead rising? I don't know. You got a problem of some kind. You think this letter doesn't apply to you? That's a sneaky way out of it. Very sneaky. You Acts 28 people, very sneaky. And thus, we shall always be together with the Lord. With means together. Together with is a just double positive statement. Always be together with the Lord. I don't believe that. I'm grappling with that. What? Being together with the Lord. I mean, like being snatched away in the clouds. Are you afraid of clouds? Okay, we've been, okay. So that, verse 18. I always stop at verse 17. I don't know why verse 18 is great. So that, console one another with these words. Console one another. I got a whole nother show to make about that. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Console one. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. I got so much more to say on this. Don't argue with one another about these words. Don't grapple with these words. Don't doubt these words. Console one another with these words. And again, there are no usual arguments against the snatching away. Any argument against the snatching away can only be unusual, cruel, and unusual.